Hello, everyone. We are in 2 Samuel chapters 10, 11, and 12 today. This is probably the second best known story about David. First one is obviously David and Goliath, and the second one is David and Bathsheba. I want you to pay real close attention when we start in chapter 10, because it looks like there's no real connection between chapter 10 and then 11 and 12. But look at the first couple of verses in chapter 10, and then look at the last couple of verses in chapter 12, and see if you don't see the connection between them. Chapter 10, David is trying to be nice to some folks. The Ammonites helped him, they were good to him, and he wanted to be kind to them. The man that was kind to him died, his son's now become king, and he listens to bad advice. One kind of a side comment to make here. Getting advice from other people is important. We're not smart enough to make our own decisions all the time, but you got to be very careful who you get your decisions from. So look and see everything that happened because of some bad advice that that this new king received. Chapter 11, David, because his soldiers are fighting with the Ammonites, he has sent Joab out to take care of business, and he doesn't go with him. He stays at home. And you all know the story. He sees Bathsheba. He calls for Bathsheba. That is a very, very short 4 verses. I mean, it is crucial to the rest. Those 4 verses are the rest of the book of 2 Samuel. And we're going to see that it has an impact on the rest of Scripture. What I want you to pay attention to when you get into that chapter is there's an unnamed person that we're going to see again. It's called named Ahithophel. It's one of David's most trusted advisors, and we're going to see him again. Ahithophel is Bathsheba's grandfather, and just keep that in mind as we go through the rest of this reading, not today, but through the rest of 2 Samuel, and we're going to see his name come up again. And I think knowing that he is Bathsheba's grandfather will help explain some things a little bit later on. One of the things that's really interesting in chapter 11 is the whole story about David and his affair with Bathsheba, and then how he tries to cover it up. Chapter 11 is Nathan coming to him, and we all know that story, or we probably know that story, where he comes and he tells a parable and makes David very upset, and David says, that man's got to die, and Nathan is, you are the man. A couple of things I want you to look at there. David realizes very, very quickly that he has sinned against the Lord. And we would think, no, he sinned against Bathsheba, he sinned against Uriah. But David always puts it in the context of sinning against the Lord. And then about halfway through the chapter, Nathan says something very interesting to him that we ought to see as a foreshadowing of Jesus. And that is, he says to him, the Lord has not made you guilty of this sin. He says, but your son is going to have to die. It's the idea that the Lord is not holding this grave sin against David, but the price for the sin has to be paid. If you want to see where that price is, go to Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 22, and you'll see what's supposed to happen when you have an adulterous affair. So anyway, the price has to be paid, but the Lord doesn't hold David accountable for it, but the price still has to be paid. I would say enjoy the reading. It's a very good reading. It's an easy reading. It's a well-known reading, but it is a very sad reading. So anyway, we will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a good evening.